From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Russia, France, and Germany are seeking more time to confer on a new United Nations resolution on Iraq. A vote had been expected this evening, 6 weeks after the Bush administration went to the UN Security Council to seek a stamp of approval for the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq and efforts to rebuild the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now. And Michelle, the Bush administration was confident there'd be a vote today at the Security Council. What's the holdup?
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Lavrov, said simply he has to wait for instructions from his president. You'll remember that Russia, France, and Germany together this week presented some suggested changes to the resolution, amendments, they said. Initially, when this all started, they wanted a quick transfer of authority to the Iraqi provisional government within a few months. While they have backed off from that and they've really acknowledged that the U.S. is going to be determining the timing of any such handover, they still wanted this resolution to have a timetable set in it of when this U.S. occupation would end and a much clearer role for the United Nations in spelling out this timetable. So Lavrov, the Russian ambassador, said the U.S. did take into consideration some of the amendments these three countries proposed, but not all. And he said he's waiting for Vladimir Putin, Jacques Chirac, and Gerhard Schroeder to confer by telephone tomorrow morning before he can come back and vote at the council.
And at this point, what exactly does the resolution say?
I mean, the main purpose of this is that it authorizes a multinational stability force under U.S. command, and it says that the Iraqi Governing Council must produce by December 15th a timetable for drafting a constitution and holding elections. And so far, that's really the only date set in stone that's in this resolution.
How optimistic is the Bush administration that the resolution, as it stands now, would get approved at the Security Council when it comes to a vote?
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., as he was going into these very late consultations tonight, said there's been growing consensus. The U.S. needs 9 of the 15 council members to vote yes. Even France, Germany, and Russia had already suggested that they won't block the resolution but might abstain. So today what we saw was this last-minute flurry of diplomacy to get more votes and to push some of the abstentions into yes votes. Secretary of State Colin Powell was on the phone to many of his Security Council counterparts, calling some of them twice even. So he also was sounding quite confident late this afternoon that the U.S. was going to get more votes. So the question is whether it will get just the requisite 9 or we'll get a more definitive backing from the Security Council.
And if the U.S. does get the resolution passed, whether with these abstentions that you're mentioning or not, how does that translate into what the Bush administration is seeking, which is more help in rebuilding, more troops, more money in Iraq?
Well, the U.S. clearly thinks it's going to get more help, both financial and troop commitments, though just a week ago it seemed not to really worry about that. It was considering dropping this idea of getting the resolution altogether. But now that we're heading into next week when we have the Madrid Donors Conference, that will be a key test to see how much money the international community will put up. At the same time, Japan already announced $1.5 billion, so the U.S. Sees that as a sign that it doesn't really need this resolution that badly.
Okay, NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.